And just we should do an over under.
Wait, Jordan, where's the eye plunge?
The eye plunge? I don't have the eye plunge.
You bought it, man. I was there. It was a very good idea. Jordan from this random store, like, they had something called an eye plunge where you just, it's like a plunger that you stick on the phone, but it props it up, so just be good for the sound quality of dinner at Jacob's. You don't have it?
I didn't decide to bring it.
You haven't used it yet?
I don't want to bring it.
You didn't use it at the podcast tonight?
It's fucking cold out here, man.
God
damn
it, it's
totally
irrelevant.
Yeah,
yeah,
you said it was really hot out here a little early.
Really?
You gotta make up your mind, man.
Can I get my jacket out of somebody's car?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get my, I'm not
alright, no, we're not going now.
I've got a lot of jackets in my car.
So all you sports guests, welcome back for a midnight episode.
Wait,
of Dinner at Jacob's Place.
Shit.
Yeah, we're here for another episode of Dinner at Jacob's Place.
Midnight special.
Yeah. We're here with Sir Hoops-a-Lot, Mr. Car Wash, and the General. So tonight at midnight around the slap of times. We're talking.
Yeah, it's 1:30.
Okay, it's 1:30.
You're gonna be
okay.
About the time. I mean, I was gonna let midnight pass, but if you're gonna say at 12 o'clock in the morning, like, that's not really close.
Okay.
We're way past that.
Okay, so it's like 2 edition.
Two edition.
Shit happened,
yeah,
Joe.
That wasn't like this.
That's
you
not
didn't
very clear.
Name, but like,
it's not very clear.
So are we still doing? Yes, sir.
Yes, man. All right. We're recording.
All right, so we're talking about tonight's.
Jordan.
Yes.
Dude, I think.
What's
we're
up? What?
I think we're heading out, man.
You leaving?
Dude, I think so.
Oh my god. Thank you for being my beer pong teammate.
Thank you for the legendary night, man.
Yeah, it was amazing. All right, great job. Phil?
Peace out, dude.
That's great.
Dude,
Ryan, yes?
Yes, it's Ryan.
Yeah. I didn't meet you, but
have a
great
fucking
night, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, yeah. I didn't meet all of you, but peace. Have a good night. Yeah. Travel safely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Later.
Alright, so we've just had some visitors leave from the podcast, so,
just two popping in this bitch, dude. This fucking Dinner at Jacob's tonight, man.
Yeah, Dinner at Jacob's is crazy tonight.
There's just a lot of sports guests out, like, sports guests in person tonight, like, that's what happened. Like,
the theme...
A bunch of fans just show up,
yeah.
Like, hey, can we
yes.
hang out with you? We're all very
can we be party o posse?
Yes. The sports guests were just, like, crawling out here tonight, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, maybe she just watched.
It just... God damn it. God damn it. On air.
Yeah.
We're on air, guys.
That's gonna keep
But
happening.
Peace, we're coming out because we're in a special edition of Dinner at Jacob's. We are currently in...
The nicest house ever.
I think it's a different country.
Yeah.
It's actually insane.
Like, how nice of a place.
It's at least an acre by an acre.
In
the beloved,
is a measurement of area.
I believe we are in
the measurement of distance.
That's
the wrong way to measure.
It's so big it could be an Indian reservation. Take
You're
up a casino.
Basically saying it's some kind of fourth dimensional.
So it's called.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan.
Acre by an
Jordan,
acre?
You want to come in? You want to join the podcast?
We're in a podcast right now.
We're doing
live.
A podcast right now.
Live. No way.
Yeah. Come on, let's go. Yeah, we have two more visitors joining the podcast.
Where
hey, no, take a seat.
Hello.
Anyway.
Take
a seat.
Take a seat.
Take a
seat.
Take a seat. Hey, how are you? Okay, so we have two special guests joining. We've got the JoJo Doden.
Oh, shit.
Say hello again.
Hello.
Yes. And we got the A-list Lissa. Say hello.
Hello.
All right,
apparently
so
both of them are British.
Yeah, why'd you both do that?
Both of them. They're
Oh, we got two more. We got two more villains coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah, we're going
this podcast is just accruping so many members. Are you guys joining the podcast?
Hey, yo, let's go.
Okay.
Okay, good point.
We're losing right, JoJo Doden and A-List Lissa and Nyx.
Good night.
What? Are you not coming?
Well, I don't even know what's going
no,
on.
You gotta,
I wasn't
you gotta.
There. I've been over here. Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Tonight's theme, at 2 in the morning is the worst movies we've ever seen. Which
wait, like worst or like best worst?
No, well, both. Both.
Okay,
all right. From The Room to Scooby-Doo. Both I'll talk about. Both
okay,
sucked
Scooby-Doo.
Dick. Scooby-Doo. No, no, no,
dude,
no,
that Scrappy twist, that Scrappy twist. Come on, that shit was epic. That shit was epic.
All right, we're making it known to all the sports fans. It is the live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
Good Scooby-Doo movie was the one where they go to Zombie Island and, like, there are legitimate zombies, and, like, the first time in Scooby-Doo that a real monster happens.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. But
wait, are you talking about the animated one or the real one? We're talking about the real one.
The animated one was good. The shitty one was the live action.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was great.
It had Scrappy as like
the No, that was the worst. What a great twist.
What a great twist. No one saw that shit coming.
Before we get to the live.
Can I just give you the address, okay?
Wait, you're leaving?
Yeah, we're going hot tubbing with these people.
I don't have a bathing suit.
That's awkward.
I have no bathing suit.
Why are they going hot
tubbing? None of us have bathing
suits. Maybe, because it's not working.
This is a hot tub proposition, y'all. Okay. Very sexy proposition. All you sports guests out there.
I do not want to get in a hot tub right now.
Where is it?
It's in Menlo Park. It's like 5 minutes away.
It's 5 minutes away, everybody.
I want you to come.
Well, that's awkward. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Anyway, wonderful fucking twist.
Yeah, but the whole movie was just terrible.
It was so bad.
Michelle Geller.
It was fucking horrible.
It was horrible. But
the monster.
But you gotta appreciate that you didn't see that ending coming. And also, they hinted, they showed
that
you.
That was true, that's the only thing. I did not see that coming.
All movies that were cartoons on like Nickelodeon and shit that came out with movies like Rugrats and stuff were all bad. Except for the one that had a
Wait, say again?
All of the movies that came out in like the 90s and late early 2000s that were just cartoons of extended films
of Scooby-Doo?
Like cartoons in general from like Nickelodeon and stuff.
Oh, are you talking like they would do like Fairly Odd Parents? Please don't do
Rugrats.
Rugrats movie?
Yeah, like things that actually came out in theaters. Remember that like Smell-O-Vision for the rug?
They had
scratch and sniffs for the movie. It was pretty ridiculous.
That was so ridiculous. They've been doing this since the 70s.
Yeah.
Like what they used to do is they would have tubes in the theaters and they would shoot out smells, which they still do at Disneyland. They still shoot out lilac and popcorn smells at Disneyland. Tell them, Sir Hoops-a-Lot.
They do. That's the truth.
Alright,
Disneyland.
We did that report. That was a dope ass.
Do you know that Disneyland has like this day? There's this day that like a bunch of gay people go there. It's called like Gay Day, basically.
They
suppress it.
Like, they don't tell them that.
They try and like suppress the day and just like.
They tell them that people it doesn't happen. Alright, here's a story about fucking Gay Day. Well, Sir Hoops-a-Lot takes a pee if you. That's just
I gotta
that's
take one too.
I'm happy to take one too.
I'm the only person here with a normal size bladder. Everyone else is like.
Mr. Carwash is the most consistent person on the show so far.
It's rather ironic that his name is Mr. Carwash, and yet he doesn't like urinate, though.
Alright, so.
I don't know.
I'm not sure how that came about, but Mr. Clean was involved.
Okay, alright.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds very perfect for a Jordan name, because you think of something and then he'll just try to think of like a synonym and that's like the name. Yeah.
So the Mr. Clean thing came after I said Mr. Car Wash. Tell him.
It was Car Wash something. I don't know about Mr. Car Wash. Yeah, something like that.
All right, it was Car Wash Man, and then you said like Mr. Clean.
Right.
I wasn't thinking of Mr. Clean.
Mr. All right, Car Wash. All
right. Okay. So goddamn, I forgot what I was saying. What were we talking about before?
Dude, I don't know. I've been a part of this.
Scooby-Doo, and then something, and then something, and then something, and then something.
Urinating, bladder size, me being the most consistent.
Okay. Thank you for reminding me of bladder sizes. So, I'm in a fraternity, as some of you may know. I won't tell you which. And so, we have this brother, and he obviously is... There's no problem with this, but he obviously is homosexual. And he's always like, yeah, no, I'm chilling with girls. I'm hooking up all these girls. I'm like, well, this is kind of weird, because, like, why won't he just be straight with us? Not, like, straight, like, heterosexual.
That was poor wording.
Yeah, it was very poor wording. Why won't he just be honest with us?
To what extent was he hooking up with these girls? Just, like,
he was saying, I banged girls while wearing weird-ass, like, long black boots and saying, hey, guys!
You did not mention the long black boots.
Okay, well, he did.
That's and, very, like, important.
Okay, well, here's the here's the main thing, okay? So we all have this, like, suspicion or whatever. You know, it's not suspicion. There's not a problem with it, but we're just like, all right, what the hell? And so he's like, hey, so I'm going to Disneyland this weekend with this hot girl. And we're like, oh, really? All right. And so he goes and he comes back and we look on the internet over the weekend. And we find two things. Not only, it's a picture of him with his arm around this guy and they're very close. And whoa. Also, it's gay day.
Whoa. Actually, that's fucking real, dude. That's fucking
crazy. Yeah.
Brennan. Yeah. It's like Tobias and Michael.
Girl Michael.
Yeah, Tobias and stuff.
Yeah.
Explain that.
You like can't really explain Arrested Development without like seeing. Oh. It's really funny though.
Good shit. David
I thought
Cross,
you wanted a Holy
man.
Trinity.
Yeah. Also, the Job keeps trying to get the religious girl.
Yeah. Oh, so just good and me?
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
But in terms of worst movie ever, the best worst is definitely Troll 2. It's for sure. It is
oh
fucking.
Oh my god.
It is way better than The Room.
The Room.
I love The Room.
Oh, hi,
Mark. It's fucking nothing.
I did not hit her. I swear, I did not hit her.
That was the best.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Because please, are you tearing me apart?
Because, like, The Room
I'm
just
your best customer.
You're my best customer.
The reason you think that is because Trolls 2 was a pure shitty movie that nobody wants to watch. The Room people go to as much as Rocky Horror Picture Show, so it's cliche.
No, for sure the other way around. I have some friends that went and saw The Room and saw Tell Me We Saw... Vasseau.
Yeah, because he did, like,
and, like
yeah.
He
yeah.
like, shows up at the premieres, and it's,
dude,
like,
he's totally into
and,
it.
Yeah,
like,
he
sure.
really...
He's an good. Alien from Mars.
Like, this guy I know did a beer bong with him.
Yeah.
Dude.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
He's really creepy.
I've told this story more.
He pulls girls' butts.
Well, but Troll 2 has, like, this huge cult
what
following
does that mean?
All across the country. They just
what
made
do
this
you
documentary
mean by that?
Called Best Worst Movie about Troll 2 and its following, and it's fucking unbelievable. Like, it is... so big and so good.
Dude, do you remember that clip that I showed you guys? It was like the worst like pickup lines in movies, like Shark Attack 3 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy is like, she's like, I'm tired. He's like, yeah, I'm tired too, but I'm kind of wired. What do you say I just take you home and eat your pussy?
Pussy
yeah. And then just a sex scene after.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
You know what? I've been thinking about that this whole time wondering that was. I was hey, you want to come back and suck my dick? You sure that wasn't the line?
No,
I'm pretty sure that might be the line.
No, that's
probably
another
one. Oh, okay.
Have you guys seen the clip of the, like, it's garbage day? No? There's this guy. I don't remember the name of the movie, but there's a guy carrying this metal garbage can out, and you're, like, looking up from the street at him through the garbage can, and then, like, the shot changes, and as he puts the garbage can down, you can see that there was a man behind it. He, like, totally could have seen,
on the record.
You couldn't see until he sets the garbage can down, and the guy just gives him this, like, really weird look and goes, it's garbage day, and he shoots him, like, six times. It's like, what the fuck just happened?
It's garbage day.
It's garbage day. It's so ridiculous. I can't believe that's going on. All right, dude. Another really horrible movie, I have to say.
You know, surprisingly not.
Green Street Hooligans?
That was a great movie!
Fucking worst movie I've
that
ever watched.
That was a great movie!
Worst movie
fuck
I've
you,
ever.
That was a fucking awesome movie.
I couldn't
they
make it through
the shit
it.
Out of each other.
Like, towards the end, I was just, I can't handle this. This
why,
is
because
Elijah
bad. Wood's a pussy?
Yeah, because Elijah Wood, he is, first of all, the worst casting ever.
He's
for,
just all,
anything,
yeah, he is. I'll agree with you on
anything.
That. He sucks balls.
Putting Elijah Wood in something.
Nah, dude, in Sin City, he was
okay, except, unless he's going to be molested by somebody. If he's going to be found in a bed.
Or eating people.
Curling up, saying, please, please help me, take me to the hospital. Unless that, then you're right.
Sin City was fucking great, but I don't think that was him. Like, they could have
right.
done that with anybody.
No.
Yeah, that's, no, no, so. He's completely right. Tobey Maguire could have fucking
yeah,
done
Tobey
that.
Maguire could have fucking
like,
done
easily.
But I agree. Sin City is great in general, though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like it came just below the par. Like I think a lot about, like, subatomic, like, things like, like, in terms of, like, explosions or, like rock falls, like, what .0000001 number change made a rock fall, you know? Like, when you look at it between, like, a cause and effect, you know, like, something putting pressure on something and then finally breaking it, like that's enough force, but it also comes down to like a point oh 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 oh.
How did we get here? How do we get to this?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I lost track of what was going on.
She just watched.
Yes.
John's still in there.
That's really awkward.
Everybody.
He probably doesn't know that we're here.
This is like, what I was thinking. I was like, what do you think we left?
Just totally ripped this banana. I didn't even need a knife.
What?
That's manly.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What up, John? Hey, welcome to the podcast. Say hello.
Yeah, he's in a podcast. I don't know if they can see that.
Swole Patrol's always in the podcast, man.
That's very true. We have the Swole Patrol here.
You can see that. I don't know if the podcast can see that, but
they probably can't, man.
They know, but...
His muscles are about 18 inches wide.
Brennan?
Yeah.
I think I met you earlier.
Brennan, Mr. Car Wash.
What?
Harley.
Harley the General. Cool. Sir Hoops a lot. John, we gotta give you a name. Okay, well, we got John Tree Trunks.
I'm totally down with that, dude. I used to have the biggest legs in the world.
Perfect, dude.
Hey, John Tree Trunks, what's your least favorite movie? Least favorite movie? Worst, Christina Barcelona. What? That is the best!
What are you talking about? That's my top movie!
What are you talking about? Oh, forget that, guys!
I like romantic movies. That is the most unromantic movie.
How is that possible?
Don't care.
What are you talking Oscar about, winners in that,
man?
God, it was an Oscar winner! So Penelope Cruz won an Oscar!
I don't know! It's so hot, dude.
So that's romantic!
Javier Bardem!
Isn't Penelope Cruz in the new Pirates movie?
I think she is.
Keira Knightley wouldn't do it again or something.
Right.
Bullshit like that. Anyway, super hot in that.
I was watching Christina Barcelona. I was watching it with my girlfriend. So you're watching partial versions. All you're doing is fucking bored the entire time. You can't just bang while watching some of a movie. I had such low expectations going into that movie, and then I was like, we watched it in theaters.
I loved it. My girlfriend was like, oh my god, it's so like opening, artistically and romantically. I'm like, oh shit, they're just talking about threesomes.
Like,
do you really want to be opened up this way? Because I can help you do it.
What? you literally watched a great art movie and took the bro approach to make it shitty.
I know, right?
Exactly.
That's fucking hilarious, actually.
It's ridiculous. Yo,
thank you.
Hot tub at Ryan's house?
Yeah, dude, like, that's where all those other people are. What are you doing?
Thank you so much, True Drunks.
Come on inside.
That was a great addition. All right, we're going to end it. We'll finish this up.
All right, let's wrap up this podcast.
All right, let's wrap this up. Let's see how long
we may tune in about 10 minutes and probably forget, but we will probably
We got to keep going a little bit. It hasn't been long enough. We have to keep going a little, like just a couple more minutes.
Yeah, but the midnight special's got to be a little taster. You can't sell it short like that, man.
Okay, you're right. Let's see. We'll go through one more question. Harl's the General Kurowsk.
Worst movie I've ever seen.
No. Well, okay, first question.
Okay,
yeah, what's
honestly,
your worst
I'm
going to
get a lot of people. People are not going to agree with this, but I hated Forrest Gump.
Me too!
That was the worst movie!
Thank God!
I understand where you're coming from. You can hate because it's just so, like, over the top and, like, so, like... You can't see it as the worst movie.
No.
It was most disappointing because everyone had built it up and, like,
exactly.
I saw it.
You can also, like...
I saw it when I was, like, 15 and I was, like...
It's an Oscar winning.
Oh my god.
Everybody says it's great, and you watch it, and it's a fucking guy. It's stupid as fuck. Exactly.
I did a war.
I got shot in the butt. I thought a bug bit me.
You guys
like, what the fuck
it.
Is that?
You can't.
What do you mean? Don't tell me that.
You aren't from Alabama. You can't fucking get Forrest Gump.
She's saying they're all retarded.
No, I'm not saying everybody's retarded. I'm just saying, like, it's a lot about Southern culture and shit.
Run! Everybody from the south has crippled legs. Outrun your medical, your mechanical limbs.
You can hear your voice echoing. But that's good, Paul Bear Bryant, who I was talking about earlier. Like, that's the football coach. Anyway, it's like fucking. It's a great movie, but I understand like how you.
It's a
like,
shitty movie.
No, it's a fucking amazing.
It's a
movie.
Shitty movie.
I know how you guys couldn't like miss it, like how you could not get it and think it was shitty, but it was fucking great. I've seen it like 6 times.
Well, that sucks for you.
No, it was. All right. It's really fucking long though.
The least favorite movie. I just saw it recently. God damn it! What?
They went down this weekend.
Was it?
So tight. Tomorrow midday, because you know my dad's got work on Mondays.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
Y'all
still smoking out here?
Oh, the worst movie I've ever seen was Battle Los Angeles.
I heard about that.
Battle Los Angeles was.
Bring it down a little bit, just because of the fucking neighbors, dude.
Oh, the neighbors.
That's the thing. You know,
day before yesterday,
we got a big canyon here, and we're really lucky to have it. So you know.
Yeah, you gotta keep
it
quiet. All right, we're finishing this up. All right, Battle
as you want, man.
Battle Los Angeles had the best trailer in the world, and then it just was the worst movie.
Yeah, dude, that
movie was. It really sucked. Also, Doom. All right, Sir Hoopsalot, what was your least favorite movie?
Oh, fuck, dude. Least favorite movie? Dude, honestly, I thought that fucking goddamn movie, what's it called? Adventureland was the worst movie I'd
really?
Ever seen in my life.
I went with
Javi and Nicole, and we ate edibles before, and the movie was so bad we didn't get high.
What?
We were so pissed off during that entire movie, we just didn't get high.
That's
and
sucks.
Javi was like, I can't take this anymore, man. We need to leave. And we like we're about to leave because it was just so bad. They advertised that shit like
was that
like
the one?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they advertised
it
that
just,
one.
It was just like Superbad? It was like Jesse Eisenberg's like first movie that like he had ever done.
Yeah, that he was big in.
And
yeah.
I hated him so much before like he did Social Network.
Is that the one?
Despise
him. Rule 53: Never stop. You know, like the never stop running.
Dude, I don't know,
yeah.
dude. He
no,
was just. It was
Zombieland,
the most. He's the biggest
Zombieland.
Pussy
yeah, yeah, yeah.
in that
well,
movie.
That was a good movie. I like that.
What is he talking about?
He's Adventureland.
Adventureland.
That's the first time. I've realized Adventureland and Zombieland
yeah,
is done.
First.
That stuff about the fucking corndog vendor, never saw that. Zombieland, of course I saw it.
Yeah,
everybody
dude, Zombieland was actually like...
Was Adventureland?
No, like the fact that he went from being the person I hated most to like getting an Oscar nomination, like I gained so much respect
I still
for
hate him.
But like I hated him so much in the beginning.
All right,
was
that,
so wasn't Adventureland with Fogel from...
He was damn good in the show.
Yeah,
was he?
Really, I was really surprised
with,
at how good that
he
movie
was
ended
damn
up.
What was his name in Superbad?
What?
Was the same...
No,
Fogelstein and Stein?
He was not
in Superbad.
No,
that was
not
that movie where he was with...
He was not
Jesse Eisenberg is, like, pretty fresh. Fresher than Superbad.
I thought there was another guy in those movies.
Does that mean young or, like...
Yes,
I mean,
it's like newer.
Like, he was not acting...
Okay. Hey, Drew Trunks.
Are we done smoking weed? Can we, like, go on?
Yeah,
all right, I'm sorry that offends. Is that a good name for you? Is that offend? It doesn't offend you, yes? It's like your physical statique? Can I ask you a question?
About me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Is that, it's not offensive, yes?
What?
Like,
why
like,
would it be offensive?
Like, muscly? All right, sweet. Very muscly. My question, what is your favorite sorority? Besides Alpha Phi, obviously.
Actually, it's strange that you say Alpha Phi because I end up with a bunch of Alpha Phi's. But probably fucking, I don't know, dude. It's a cross between DG, Kappa, and fucking Theta. Honestly, those three.
Yeah, gotta get on them.
Probably
the most
obvious
choices.
Like you
know,
fucking Alpha Phi is fun. Like Tridel is fun. You know, Pi Phi is fun. But again, you know, it's like those guys are fun to party with, but you know, I'd pick one of the first three to hook up with for sure.
Well, because they're weird.
So
yeah,
Santa obviously. Clara, you looking for some tree trunks? You gotta go to my man John. Yeah. Hey, you use your voice so that when people listen to this, then they'll be like, "Oh, that's John. I want to get with him." Say it. Say it like in your deep voice.
Oh my God, that's John. We're gonna get with him.
I don't know.
Yeah, there we go. All right, ask John to do that. Okay, so we're wrapping it up right about now.
Good night,
it's a midnight
guest.
Special here.
Thanks for tuning in. We will see you again in a couple days.
I'm in the car. I'm freezing my balls off.